All right, let's jump into another deep dive. We've got two fascinating sources for you today. Libro de la Sabiduría 2 and Conoce la Única Verdad.
Yeah, these sources are jam-packed with esoteric wisdom.
They really make you question, you know, what we think we know about reality and hidden truths and all that.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how they come at it from like different angles. Libro de la Sabiduría 2 really dives into the whole ancient symbolism thing.
Yeah, like the human body as this microcosm of the universe.
Right.
I mean, it's suggesting that like the ancient Egyptians saw the human body as a reflection of the cosmos, right? Mm-hmm. Specific anatomical features, they say, corresponded to celestial bodies and energy centers. It's like we're walking, talking maps of the universe.
Exactly. And they use this really cool example of the Eye of Ra, like the symbol of consciousness, you know?
Yeah.
And they compare it to the human eye. Like, did you know that the retina has like over 126 million light sensitive cells in like a tiny space?
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this whole thing about the Kabbalistic tree of life, which I gotta be honest, I'm not super familiar with.
Okay, well, Libro de la Sabiduría 2 talks about it as like this map of spiritual evolution.
Oh, interesting.
Each sephira or sphere on the tree represents, you know, a different part of consciousness and a stage of like spiritual development.
Mm.
It's like a roadmap to, you know, higher consciousness.
I like that. It's making me see how these old systems might still be relevant today.
Oh, for sure. And get this, they connect the Egyptian coffin to the structure of the human brain.
Wait, what? You're gonna have to explain that one.
Well, think about it. The design of the coffin with all its different compartments and sections.
Okay.
It's like a mirror of the different parts of the brain, right? You got the left and right hemispheres, the brainstem, the cerebellum, all reflected in like the coffin structure.
Wow.
It's as though the ancient Egyptians like saw the coffin as a representation of the physical vessel for our consciousness.
That is mind blowing. It really makes you wonder if they knew way more about the brain and consciousness than we give them credit for.
Totally. And this actually ties in nicely with Conoce la Única Verdad and how it talks about external forces influencing our thoughts and beliefs, often without us even realizing it.
Ooh, okay, let's get into that. Conoce la Única Verdad just dives right into this concept of subconscious programming.
Yeah.
It's arguing that things like media, especially TV, can be used to shape our thoughts and beliefs. How does that even work?
Well, imagine this. You're exposed to certain portrayals and narratives over and over again,
right,
and it starts to seep into your subconscious, shaping your views on things.
I see.
They use the example of like how father figures are shown in sitcoms like The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
And suggests that these portrayals might, you know, subtly influence how viewers see family dynamics.
That's kind of creepy when you think about it.
It is.
What about this New World Order thing? Conoce la Única Verdad mentions it as a deliberate effort to control humanity through like technology and manipulation.
Right. They express a lot of concern about the overuse of electronics.
Yeah, I can see.
Arguing that they distract us from, you know, our true desires and a higher consciousness.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation.
Exactly. And they even suggest that, like, the elite might be using these devices for control and surveillance.
I can see why that would be concerning to some people, especially with how integrated tech is in our lives now. But I gotta say, I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Is there, like, any evidence in the source to back that up?
Really provide hard evidence for a deliberate agenda, but they do encourage readers to think about how they use technology,
right,
and to consider like its potential impact on their own thoughts and beliefs.
That's a fair point. It's good to be aware of the potential downsides of anything, even technology that seems helpful at first glance. So both sources talk about some pretty compelling evidence for things like giants and advanced technology in our past.
Right.
Where are they getting this evidence from?
Well, Conoce la Única Verdad goes into the story of Bob Lazar, the guy who claims to have worked on reverse engineering alien tech at Area 51.
Oh yeah, Area 51.
He specifically talks about Element 115 and its supposed properties for like advanced propulsion systems.
Didn't they actually discover Element 115 later on?
Yeah, it's now called Muscovium.
Right.
Though it wasn't the stable form Lazar described, which, you know, raises questions about his claims.
Yeah.
But the fact that he talked about it years before its discovery is definitely intriguing.
It is. It really makes you wonder if there's more to his story than meets the eye. What about the giants? What evidence do they have for that?
Well, they pull from all sorts of sources.
Yeah.
Ancient texts, historical accounts, even reports of giant skeletons being found.
Interesting.
They also reference like explorers and anthropologists who claim to have seen evidence of giants in different parts of the world.
You know, I remember reading about those giant skeletons being discovered and then mysteriously disappearing from museums and research facilities.
Yeah, it's strange.
Makes you think.
For sure.
Okay, what else did they explore?
Both sources talk about this idea of ancient acoustic levitation technology.
Acoustic levitation? Is that like using sound to make things float?
Exactly. They use examples like the Coral Castle, you know, that huge structure built by one man.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Using like techniques that seem impossible even today.
Wow.
There's also this account of Dr. Jarwalt, who observed Tibetan monks using sound to levitate heavy stones.
No way. I've never heard about that. Do scientists have any explanation for how that's even possible?
Well, modern science is only just beginning to grasp how powerful sound can be in manipulating matter.
Hmm.
There are theories about using sound waves to create standing waves, which could then like counteract gravity, but it's still a bit of a mystery.
It sounds like both these sources are saying that we might have lost some ancient knowledge along the way. Knowledge that could like totally change our understanding of what's possible.
Yeah.
Thought-provoking idea for sure.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger picture? What do these sources have to say about like the individual and their journey in life?
Well, they seem to agree that we need to wake up to like a greater truth.
Okay.
And break free from the limitations imposed by external forces and our own, you know, internal programming.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we awaken to this greater truth?
Knowia Thal Unica Verdad really stresses the power of the placebo and nocebo effect.
Oh yeah, the placebo effect.
Highlighting how much our beliefs can impact our physical and mental well-being.
I've heard of that, like, if you believe something will help you, it's more likely to work, even if it's just a sugar pill.
Right. And the source argues that this goes beyond medicine. Like, our beliefs literally shape our reality.
So if we believe we're limited, we're going to create a limited reality for ourselves.
That's the idea.
Whoa.
They urge readers to, like, be super aware of their thoughts, because they suggest we can shape our reality through our beliefs and intentions.
That's powerful stuff.
It is. And this ties in with what Libro de la Sabiduría 2 says about overcoming the ego's desire for material stuff.
Okay.
They emphasize seeking eternal life through inner peace and spiritual fulfillment.
So it's not about denying yourself material things, but more about shifting your focus.
Yeah.
From external validation to internal fulfillment.
Exactly. It's about realizing we have the power to choose how we see and interact with the world.
Right.
We're not just like passive recipients of external programming. We can actively shape our reality through awareness and intention.
It's empowering to think we have more control over our lives than we realize, but I imagine it takes a lot of self-awareness and effort to break free from those ingrained patterns of thinking and behaving.
It definitely does, but both sources suggest it's a journey worth taking.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, from ancient symbols to subconscious programming, giants and acoustic levitation to the power of our own minds. It's a lot to process. What stands out to you the most from all this?
Honestly, what resonates with me is this idea that we're not limited by our five senses or the conventional narratives we're told.
Yeah.
There's a whole universe of possibilities out there and within us waiting to be explored.
I completely agree. It's exciting and a little scary to think about all the things we might be missing out on simply because we haven't expanded our awareness.
Right. And both sources are really encouraging us to do just that, to expand our awareness, to question everything, and to remember that we have the power to create a reality that aligns with our highest potential.
That's a powerful message. And on that note, I think it's time to move on to the next part of our deep dive.
It's fascinating how both these sources encourage us to be more active in shaping our lives instead of just passively accepting the reality we're given.
Yeah, like they're giving us permission to question everything and explore those different perspectives.
Exactly. And speaking of different perspectives, Libro de la Sabiduría 2 gets into the symbolism of the four elements. Earth, water, fire, air.
Oh, I've heard of that, but I always get a bit confused about the details. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. Think of earth as like our grounded physical side, while water represents emotions and intuition. Fire, that's all about passion, drive, spiritual energy. And then air is intellect, thoughts, communication.
So each element is like a different part of us, and finding balance between them is key for well-being.
Exactly. And Konotsa Unika Verdad connects these elements to the seasons, like as the sun moves through them.
Oh, interesting.
Our consciousness also cycles through these aspects of ourselves.
So spring is like renewal and growth, like earth, while summer is all about passion and action, like fire.
Right.
Then autumn with introspection and letting go mirrors water. And finally, winter, rest and reflection. That's air.
Beautiful analogy, right? It shows how our inner world mirrors the cyclical nature of the world outside. We're always in flux inside and out.
Now, Libro de la Sabiduría 2 takes this further, connecting the elements to celestial bodies. It says the sun represents our core consciousness. What about the other celestial bodies?
Well, the moon, they say, symbolizes our emotional mind, always changing like tides. And the planets embody different cosmic energies, influencing us subtly.
So there's this connection between the vast universe and us, the microcosm.
Exactly. And understanding this connection, Libro de la Sabiduría 2 suggests, gives us deeper insight into our own nature and our place in the grand scheme of things.
Okay, that's all pretty abstract. Let's bring it back down to Earth. Konoce la Unica Verdad talks a lot about the dangers of electronic devices, especially smartphones.
Yeah.
A lot of people are concerned about technology these days. What are their specific concerns?
Well, they argue that smartphones are designed to be addictive, constantly vying for our attention, distracting us from connecting with ourselves and our true desires.
That's true. It's hard to put them down sometimes.
Right. And they even suggest the elite might be using them for surveillance and control.
While I see smartphones as a distraction, I'm not sure about the surveillance thing. Any evidence for that?
They don't offer hard proof, but they point to the increasing amount of personal data collected through these devices.
That's true.
They encourage readers to question who has access to this data and how it's used.
That's a valid point. We should be mindful of our digital footprint and what we're sharing, consciously or not. But let's be real, most of us aren't ditching our smartphones anytime soon.
Right, and they acknowledge that. It's not about rejecting technology, but being aware of the pitfalls and using it consciously, intentionally.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's move on to something a bit more out there. Both sources talk about evidence for extraterrestrial life and advanced tech beyond our understanding.
Right. Konoce la Unica Verdad really dives into Bob Lazar's claims, you know, the guy who said he worked on alien spacecraft at Area 51.
Yeah, him again. He's the one who described Element 115 before it was discovered.
Exactly. And they also explore unexplained UFO sightings and ancient astronaut theories.
Right, like aliens visiting Earth in the past.
Yeah, and they even touch on Oumuamua, that weird cigar-shaped object that flew through our solar system.
Oh yeah, that was strange. Scientists were baffled by it.
Right. Its trajectory and characteristics didn't match any known celestial object.
Yeah.
Some scientists even thought it might be artificial, like a probe from another civilization.
It is hard to ignore all the UFO sightings and unexplained stuff throughout history. And the universe is so vast, it seems kind of arrogant to think we're alone, you know?
Absolutely. Konoce la Unica Verdad challenges us to be open to that possibility and consider that we might know far less about the universe than we think.
Both sources also suggest ancient civilizations might have had advanced tech that's now lost.
Yeah, they point to things like the pyramids of Egypt and the Nazca lines in Peru.
Okay.
Asking how they could achieve such amazing feats without technology beyond what we know today. It's a good question.
It is. Makes you wonder if our understanding of history is incomplete or even like deliberately distorted.
Right, to maintain certain power structures.
That's a thought-provoking idea. Konoce la Unica Verdad encourages readers to explore alternative historical narratives and question what we've been taught.
It's about thinking for yourself.
Okay, let's talk about something that might be a little controversial. Konoce la Unica Verdad goes into the Illuminati, this secret society that supposedly controls everything.
Ah, yes, the Illuminati. We're definitely in conspiracy theory territory now.
Right. What exactly do they say about them?
Well, they claim the Illuminati have infiltrated governments, corporations, media, everything.
Wow.
They're supposedly orchestrating events to manipulate us and achieve their own goals, which are, you know, usually seen as pretty evil.
I've heard about the Illuminati, but I'm always skeptical. Do they have any real evidence, or is it just speculation?
They point to symbols and patterns as evidence of the Illuminati's influence, like the symbolism on the dollar bill and supposed hidden messages in movies and TV shows.
I've seen those YouTube videos about the dollar bill symbolism, connecting it to all sorts of conspiracies.
Right.
It's definitely interesting, but I don't know if I buy it completely.
That's the thing with these theories. They raise more questions than answers.
Yeah, it's like a rabbit hole.
It is.
I think it's important to be skeptical, but also open to the possibility that there might be more going on than we realize.
Absolutely. The value in these theories is that they make us think critically,
right,
question the information we're given, and look for patterns and connections we might miss otherwise.
So it's not about believing everything you hear, but using these theories to do your own research and decide for yourself.
Exactly. And Conoce la Unica Verdad emphasizes that knowledge is power.
Right. The more you know, the better equipped you are.
Yeah. The more we understand the forces shaping our world, the better we can navigate them and create a more positive and empowered reality.
Okay, we've gone from ancient wisdom to modern manipulation, unexplained phenomena, and even conspiracy theories has been quite the journey. What's the takeaway for our listeners?
The key message from both sources is self-awareness and critical thinking.
So being aware of our biases and assumptions, questioning what we're told, and seeking truth on our own.
Exactly. And being mindful of the power of our thoughts and beliefs.
What we focus on expands.
Yeah. If we want a more positive reality, we need to cultivate positive thoughts.
It sounds like these sources are all about empowering us to take control of our lives and create a reality that aligns with our true potential.
That's it. And Conoce la Unica Verdad even offers practical advice on breaking free from that control and creating a more authentic and fulfilling life.
I'm curious, what kind of advice?
They suggest connecting with nature, spending time alone, practicing mindfulness.
Like grounding and centering practices.
Right. These can help us quiet the mental noise and reconnect with our intuition.
So it's about disconnecting from the external world and tuning into our inner world.
Exactly. They also emphasize intention and visualization.
I've heard about visualization, like creating a mental picture of what you want.
Yeah. They suggest we can manifest our desires by focusing our energy on what we want to create.
It sounds almost like magic.
Maybe it is, but it's really about aligning our thoughts, feelings, and actions with our goals. The more clarity and intention, the more likely we are to achieve them.
So intention is key. But what about when things go wrong? Life isn't always easy, even with all this talk of empowerment.
You're right, and Conoce la Unica Verdad acknowledges that. Challenges are inevitable, they say. They actually see challenges as opportunities for growth and learning.
So it's not about avoiding them, but changing how we see them as chances to learn and evolve.
That's it. And it's also about trusting that we have the strength to overcome any obstacle.
That's really empowering. So far, it's be aware, be critical, be empowered, connect with yourself and nature, be intentional, and be resilient. That's a lot.
It is, but it reflects how complex we are as humans.
Yeah.
Conoce la Unica Verdad reminds us that we're capable of incredible things.
Okay, let's talk about something potentially controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Conoce la Unica Verdad gets into the power of magic and ritual.
Yeah, this is where things get interesting. They seem to suggest we can use magic and ritual to influence reality and manifest our desires. They present magic as harnessing the power of our minds and intentions to create change.
I've always been intrigued by magic, but also skeptical. Is it real or just tricks?
Conoce la Unica Verdad says true magic isn't about supernatural powers or breaking natural laws.
Right.
It's about working with those laws, understanding the subtle energies of the universe, and using them for positive outcomes.
So it's less about hocus pocus, more about understanding deeper principles and using them for change.
Exactly. And they give examples of practices for personal growth and transformation, like meditation, visualization, affirmations, energy work.
Practices used by many cultures and traditions for centuries.
Right. Practices that raise our vibration, clear negative energy, and align us with our potential. And they stress that these aren't just for mystics, but tools anyone can use to improve their lives and create a more positive reality.
I think that resonates with a lot of people today, with the growing interest in personal growth and spirituality.
Absolutely. Conoce la Unica Verdad is encouraging us to embrace our inner power, to shape our lives and create a reality that reflects our true purpose.
Okay, we've covered a lot. Element, symbolism, intention, technology dangers, extraterrestrial life, the Illuminati, and even magic. What's the overall message for our listeners?
I think it's this. We are not limited by the world as we see it. There's a whole universe of possibilities out there and within us waiting to be explored.
It's about opening our minds to new possibilities, questioning what we're told, and taking responsibility for creating our own reality.
Exactly. And remembering that we are powerful beings who can shape our own destinies.
So this awakening isn't about passively accepting things or following the crowd.
Nope.
It's about actively engaging with the world, seeking truth, and creating a reality that aligns with our highest potential.
Beautifully said. That's a great point to move on from. Wow, we've really gone deep in this deep dive, haven't we? From ancient symbolism to modern day manipulation, unexplained phenomena, and even the power of our own minds.
It's been like a whirlwind tour through all these hidden knowledge and alternative perspectives.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's this one idea that keeps popping up in both sources.
What's that?
This idea that we are way more powerful than we think.
Oh, absolutely.
That we can actually shape our own reality.
And Kanoche La Unica Verdad takes it even further.
Yeah.
They suggest that our perception of reality might be way more limited than we realize.
Okay, now you've got me really curious. Tell me more about this limited perception thing.
Well, they argue that our five senses, right, they only let us experience a tiny fraction of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. It's like we're looking at the world through this tiny peephole, you know?
Yeah.
We're missing out on this whole range of frequencies and energies that are out there.
So there's all this information and energy that we're just not tuned into.
Exactly. It's like we're living in a black and white world when there's a whole spectrum of color that we just can't see.
That's a great analogy. So Kanoche La Unica Verdad is saying that if we could expand our awareness to perceive these other frequencies, we might discover a reality that's like way more complex and interconnected.
And even magical.
Whoa, that is mind-blowing. It makes you wonder what we're missing out on.
Mm.
But if our senses are so limited, how do we even begin to tap into this expanded reality?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Kanoche La Unica Verdad explores this concept of astral projection.
Astral projection.
Which they describe as like consciously separating your consciousness from your physical body.
Okay.
To explore other realms of existence.
So like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah. It's a technique that's been practiced for centuries, you know?
Wow.
By mystics and spiritual seekers. And it involves reaching this deep state of relaxation and focused awareness.
Okay.
And then like projecting your consciousness beyond your physical body.
That sounds incredible. But is there any evidence that astral projection is real, or is it just like a new age thing?
Well, they don't just present it as a mystical concept.
Okay.
They actually cite historical accounts and even some scientific studies that suggest it might be a real phenomenon.
Interesting.
They talk about Robert Monroe, who founded the Monroe Institute to study these altered states of consciousness.
Right.
And they also discuss the research of Dr. Charles Tartt, who did experiments on out-of-body experiences.
So there might actually be a way to experience reality beyond our physical limits.
It seems that way.
It's exciting and kind of scary at the same time.
It definitely challenges our normal understanding of reality.
Right.
And Kanoche La Unica Verdad acknowledges that this isn't something to mess around with.
Yeah.
They really emphasize the need for preparation and guidance.
Makes sense. It's not something you just jump into.
Nope. And Libro de la Sabiduría 2 also touches on this idea of an expanded reality, but they approach it from like a more symbolic angle.
Okay.
They delve into the concepts of heaven and hell.
Yeah.
And they argue that these aren't literal places, but states of consciousness.
So heaven and hell aren't physical locations, but internal experiences.
Exactly. Heaven represents harmony, peace, connection with your higher self.
Okay.
While hell symbolizes disharmony, fear, separation from your true nature.
I like that. It suggests we can create our own heaven or hell right here on earth based on our choices.
That's the idea. And both sources emphasize that true liberation, enlightenment, comes from transcending the limitations of the ego.
Right. And connecting with our true nature.
Yeah, which they say is divine and unlimited.
It's a powerful message, but I think a lot of people struggle with applying these concepts in their everyday lives. It's one thing to talk about expanded consciousness and spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah.
But actually living it is a different story.
You're right. It's not always easy. And both sources offer practical advice.
Like what?
They emphasize self-reflection, mindfulness, and conscious intention.
So becoming more aware of our thoughts and actions and making making choices that align with our values.
Exactly. It's about realizing we have the power to choose our reality, to create a life with purpose, meaning, and joy.
Wow, we've really explored a lot, haven't we? Ancient wisdom, modern manipulation, unexplained phenomena, the nature of reality itself. It's a lot to process, but I think the biggest takeaway for me is that we're not limited by how we currently see the world.
Right.
There's so much more to discover, both within us and in the universe around us.
I couldn't agree more. And a huge thank you to Chris Young, our producer, for bringing us these amazing sources.
Absolutely. This has been one of those deep dives that'll stick with me for a while. And to our listeners, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep expanding your awareness. The truth is out there and it's within you.
Thank you.